Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
Sure, if you can hear, because you sent it getting across the room, but Angie is here. So I'm going to go over, hand the phone over. There we go.
I just say hi.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they can hear you from across the room. I don't know how these things work.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I don't know how well the speakerphone on an iPhone works. You can hear some of those from across the room.
You know, I have a big mouth.
That is true. No, I didn't just say that. I meant to think it, not say it. So, how are you?
I am doing well.
Good. Good, good, good.
Doing well.
Do you have pretty good. Do you have a good weekend?
I did. I was very busy with work, but it was so long. I'm glad it's over with.
I think every weekend during the summer is long. Too long. We had a good weekend.
We had a great weekend.
It was a birthday weekend.
Somebody's birthday.
Yes, it was Angie's birthday on Saturday, so we went to my dad's house and had a cookout for my daughter's birthday and her birthday.
It was nice.
It was very nice. You know, you can come sit next to me over here. You think I'm going to bite? I might bite, but you might like that.
Well, good. I'm glad y'all had a good weekend.
It was fun. It was good. Of course, I want to wish all you fathers out there that are listening to the show a very happy Father's Day. I spent most of the day mowing the lawn because Angie's backyard is about a mile long. So that took a little while, but I got a nice card from RJ for Father's Day. And I got a text after midnight from Rihanna from Father's Day. If you hear someone crying in the background, that would be my son. He's a little gassy today. So, anyways, I hope everyone had a good Father's Day. Sorry, Angie's getting adjusted over here. And, so I've got my Mountain Dew. Got my co-host next to me. I think it's about time to get started. What do you think?
I think so, too.
So tonight we've got Michelle LeBaron coming on the show tonight. She's a paranormal investigator. She's an intuitive, and she's extremely empathic. She's been called the ghost magnet by people because spirits seem to be attracted to her, like flies to a bug zapper or moths to a flame. So
we'll have to ask her about that for sure.
Definitely. I think she may be on the line, but if that's you in the studio, Michelle, can you go ahead and press 1 on your phone so I'll know it's make sure it's you? I'm trying to put the wrong person on. If you're listening,
I might have some good things to say.
That's true. Then they you might be taking Michelle's time.
Well, when the new number pops up, we just ask them in.
All right. Well, I think I might play a little roulette and put them on. See.
Here we go.
See what this is.
Spin that wheel.
Yeah. Let's see it. Nope. They disappeared.
And goodbye. They got
womp,
her.
Womp.
Oh, they can't be on the show. I told you to do it.
They get stage fright.
Talking. This includes talking?
What?
I didn't
they're putting on the show?
I'm not going to play that game. But, I mean, we've been trying to have Michelle on the show for a while now. Unfortunately, last time we tried to have her on, she had a... I guess her dog passed away or something.
Aww.
Yeah, it was very sad. But luckily, we were able to get back in touch with her and have her on the show this time, and I think she's ready to rock and roll. So, you guys ready to put her on?
Yeah.
All right, let's
do
this. Hey,
hello.
Michelle, how are you?
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Oh,
yeah.
I can hear you perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Awesome.
You've got the whole crew with you tonight. You've got Villa. Myself, Angie, and the baby.
Congratulations on your wee one.
Oh, thank you so much.
So awesome.
It's been a blessing, for sure.
Yes.
So how have you been?
Doing good. Just got off work, and here I am. Doing good. I'm doing absolutely awesome. I'm pretty excited. I get to do some fun things in a few days, and So,
what do you get to do in a few days?
I'll be speaking at the Eureka Paracon in Eureka, Nevada. It's an old mining town, and this will be my second time speaking. So hopefully, I do good.
Well, I'm sure you will.
They're letting me down into the tunnels underneath the city by myself, and I'll be filming it. So, and I hear it's very, very haunted. So I will be filming that. I want to go live, but there's no signal down there. But yeah, it's dark and scary. Yeah.
That sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to film myself down there alone. We'll see what happens.
Well, are you going to upload the video onto Facebook or YouTube or something?
Oh, I'll upload it onto Facebook and YouTube. Definitely.
Because we definitely want to check it out.
Oh, yeah. You guys, oh, gosh. I'm like, it's going to be awesome.
Man, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So what are you speaking on at the Paracon coming up?
Basically, just I'm going to talk about who I am and show some possible paranormal evidence that I've captured in all the places that I've been and, get everyone else's opinions and, talk about it and... basically that's it. This is only my second go round. So, I think I want to share what I've captured and that's what I love more than anything. So that's what I'll be doing. And then at the end of the video, I'll have hopefully if it gets done in time, we're kind of on a crunch time. We're trying to get it finished, but it's a music video of me dressed up as a something, and I can't tell you yet. And I'm singing
song. We need surprises.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very, yeah. It's a music video that my best friend filmed me. Actually, what I do every year is I'll go to a haunted location and do something, fun and happy, because sometimes those places are, sad and, you got to make, the best of it is, to make it happy, because that's just what I do.
And some places need a little happiness infused into them.
They do, yes. Yes.
So
this time,
how long are you?
This video, huh?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I said this place is, I filmed the video at a haunted location in Byron, California, the Byron Hotel. So it's going to be freaking fun and off the hook. I can't wait to share with everyone. I'll share after my presentation. I'll put it on Facebook. But so it's kind of been a little bit of a hush-hush because I have to have some things for my presentation, because I'm a newbie.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's I'm sure everyone's going to really enjoy it. How long are you planning on staying? Well, I'm sure they will. How long are you planning on staying under the city on your video? How long are they going to let you down there for?
They're letting me in. I don't know how long. I'll have a walkie-talkie with me when I'm ready and done, I guess. I'm going to be driving up there early on Thursday before the meet and greet and everything Thursday evening. So I have some time. It takes, 4.5 hours to get there from where I'm at. And then when we get there about 12 or 1, I'm going to go down under there and hopefully maybe a couple hours or, maybe 2 minutes if I get the crap scared out of me. But, I'll do what I can. But I hear it's very scary down there. Very, very haunted.
What are some of the reports?
Someone says that there's, a male spirit down there. There's a beautiful cathedral down there that the Chinese miners, the laborers, built down there, and they traveled through those tunnels, from their homes. They weren't treated very well back in the day. They built like an underground subterranean lifestyle down there. So there's voices, people have been touched, people have been scratched, attached. So I really don't want to hear a lot about it because I like to go into a place open-minded and
pretty much blind. I don't want to know because I want to be able to go in there and get validation for others. So when people try and tell me about it, I'm like, don't tell me, because I want to be there to feel that. I want to validate it for you. So that's what I'll be doing.
Now, you're speaking at this Paracon. You said it's your second time. Is there a certain Paracon or con that you'd like to speak at, or maybe a favorite one that you go to that you'd like to speak at? And what makes it kind of different?
I like to go to the Paracons and watch and learn from others and listen to everyone else speak. I'm not shy by any means when I'm on Facebook or in front of a camera, but when I'm in front of people, I'm very, very shy and I get very nervous. So I love all the Paracons that I've been to, the Virginia City Paracon, Salem Con, that was amazing. I haven't been to a whole lot of them, but when I do get a chance, I go. But when I do go, it's just to hang out with everyone and, learn from everybody else and watch their speaking and their videos and their, it's all a learning thing for me. It's only been my second time. I'm not bird at it yet where I would say, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I am a shy person, but if someone asks me, I'll do it. I did an event at the Blair House with the Reap Investigations, and that was my favorite. And they actually going to have the Women of the Paranormal event at Blair House next year, and I got asked to come back. So, and I'm definitely doing that. So, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, I hope they don't kill me. I love you guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to Kristen.
I love them.
Yeah, I love the Blair House. I went out there 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, Kristen and I. Oh my God, we bonded closely. I mean, we're really good friends now. We're buddies. We're family, and she's an amazing, brilliant, bright woman, and I absolutely adore her. So. But we had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs for sure that weekend. So, and I'm looking forward to it next year.
Definitely. That's definitely something we'll have to promote for sure. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, you guys would love it. It's amazing. This event was just absolutely amazing. I think the reason why it went so well and we got so many things, which I can't say anything because it was being filmed and stuff, and it'll be released soon. But I think having positive people with you is with the energy together, we got some great stuff. I mean, great stuff. I wish I could share, but I can't. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But... people around you. Yeah, okay. Don't, please. But it was an amazing house. I stayed there for 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh, wait, yeah, I stayed there for 3 days and three nights. And got to sleep there, hang out there. And mm-hmm. It's got an energy of its own, and it vibrates its own energy. And it was just amazing place. And I'm truly honored to be asked to be there at that event. It was so awesome.
Yeah, it's very interesting location. I mean, it's kind mm-hmm. of like in. I mean, the house itself isn't really is nothing. It doesn't really stand out. It's just like a normal house to me. But mm-hmm. when you get in there, the energy just kind of smacks you in the face.
It does. It certainly does. Yeah, it just looks like a regular house on the street, you know. But, yeah, once you open those doors and you walk in, it's like, ah! It's amazing.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. It's a cool place.
Michelle, are you part of a team or do you do most investigations by yourself?
I used to be part of a team about 3 years ago, and I decided to go on my own. Something was just telling me that, you know, I got to break free from being on a team and getting out there and sharing my gifts. And when I was on a team, I didn't feel like I could go out and branch out and you know, find my calling. But I loved my team, and I still love them to this day. We're all family. We all, you know, love each other. And I work alone a lot, but I also work with others. I like to collaborate with different people and different styles and, you know, learn from them. And because, you know, I've only been doing it for about 7 years. I have a lot to learn, and that's why I go out and I work with everybody, and I collaborate with teams and individuals. And I also have a group of friends that I like to go out with once in a while and just, you know, we spare of the moment thing. Okay, let's go to the park. Okay, let's go here. Let's go there. We do it. So, but yeah, I'm not on the team any longer, but I love working with everybody, absolutely everyone. And I think everybody should do that, you know, work together.
Absolutely. And you get to work with so many different people then that it's really nice.
Yep. Absolutely.
So take us back to the beginning. What got you into this crazy world of the paranormal?
You know, I have like family that have special gifts, and I've said this lots of times, but I have a witch lineage all the way to the early 1500s or late 1500s, actually, from Aberdeen, Scotland. And I have ancestors that were burned and drowned because of their gifts and people thinking they were witches. It's in my family. My great-grandfather, John Heinrich Decker, was a paranormal author. And this was in the 20s. He was a paranormal author. He illustrated Egyptian tarot. So it's in my family. My mom's very gifted, very gifted. I mean, highly, actually. And my elder sister, she's gifted. Each one of us have, like, different types of gifts. My twin, actually, has healing hands. My older sister, she can close portals from afar, and she's very psychic, very intuitive as well. And my mother, she's just got it all. But it's my family. But what really got me into the paranormal is I lived in a house when I was in high school. And this is in Fallon, Nevada. It's a really tiny, small town, like population 4,000. I mean, very little. I moved there from San Diego. I was a beach girl. I was in high school. And my mom met this gentleman, and he was in the military and was transferred there. And, oh, my God, I had culture shock for months. I would not leave my house because I'm used to getting up at 5 in the morning, throwing on a wetsuit and going surfing, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, this town is a farm town. so I was stuck in my house for months. I would not leave. The place smelled like cow manure and alfalfa, and it was just horrid for me. But I've grown to love this little town, and this little town, I might add, is very, very haunted. We lived in a haunted house, and my first apparition that I've ever saw was in that house. And my family went hunting, and I was alone. I was about 14, 15 maybe, and the power went out, and it was raining, and it was storming, and it was lightning, you know, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm looking out the window, but to my right, my peripheral vision, I saw something pass. So I looked, and I just kept focusing, and I saw a woman, and she was glowing light blue. I don't think it was like a light blue dress or anything, but it was a woman walking past my window in the living room, and I counted it. She kept going around my house like every 45 seconds I'd count. Boom, there she was, and boom, there she was again. And it actually frightened me, and I was crying and up against a corner, crouched down, frightened, because I had no idea what that was. And I heard the door jiggle, the door handle jiggle, and it opened, and it was my mom and my family, and they walked in, and I told them what I saw. My brother goes, "Oh yeah, she goes through the garage all the time." So that right there struck it. My house had poltergeist activity. I saw those thick cutting boards, wooden cutting boards, the thick wooden cutting boards. Well, we had one on the dryer in the room. Huh?
I said, "Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about."
Oh, okay. I was talking to my brother in the kitchen, and I kind of looked over to the left or right, and there on the dryer in the little laundry room area by the kitchen was that big wooden freaking cutting board. Well, that thing elevated off of that dryer and flew through the air and hit my brother in the head. Crazy stuff. But then through my years as a teenager, I kind of put that off a little bit, because you know, you're a teenager, you're hormonal, you want to go have fun, you want to go hang out with your buddies and all that. And it didn't really get me until I was in my 20s. I played with an Ouija board, got attached by something, but that's a long-ass story. and then, you know, I started strengthening my gifts and meditating and, you know, just being like a little hippie girl, I guess. And then later on, it was like in 2010 is when I started to want to be on a team. And I was invited to go to an event at the Washoe Club in Virginia City, Nevada. And it was with Dave Schrader, Mark, and Debbie Constantino. They were the celebrity guests. And there was supposed to be a lot of people. It was like an event for Friday, Saturday, and everyone misunderstood it and thought it was only on Saturday. So I got to investigate up close and personal with Dave Schrader and Debbie and Mark. And we got, it was me, my mom, my sister, and a couple other people and them. And oh my God, it was so crazy. And I met a gentleman downstairs after the event, and he was on a team, and I said, "Hey, you know, I'm interested in being a team. Are you guys, you know, hiring?" And he's like, "No, not at this time, but I do know someone that is." So he gave me their name. I emailed them, didn't hear anything, kind of crushed. And then 2 months later, two, 3 months later, I got an email asking me if I'd like to do an interview. And I went to this interview for the Ghost Posse in Reno, Nevada, and they hired me on the spot. And I think I was with the team for like 2 months, and I was made the lead investigator. So pretty honored about that. And we just had some crazy experiences, and it just made me love it more and more and more. And, you know, I got into it more and more and more, and then I'm like, I got to go on my own. And that's where I am today. Hello. Hi. Here I am. So that's that.
Now, we know that you're empathic and that you have some other abilities. What other abilities do you have, and which one kind of did you realize that you had first? You know, you were kind of like, oh, hey, you know, I'm feeling this.
I'm very intuitive, and I can't explain these gifts, but when I was 12 years old, I believe I was 12, the space shuttle, Challenger, I think that's what it was called. I dreamt that it blew up, and I ran downstairs and I told my parents that the space shuttle is going to blow up, and they turned on the television, you know, it was taken off and boom, it blew up. And then I don't know what you would call that, but premonitions, I guess. I dreamt, or I didn't dream it, I envisioned it in my head. And I told my mom there's going to be an airline crash. And the next day, a PSA flight in San Diego crashed, and it killed everyone on board. And, you know, I get visions. And I'm not no psychic crazy person or anything. I usually don't share that kind of information, but you know, I think too, as I get older, I'm more wiser and I'm learning more, and I mean, I'm in tuned more, so much more with like different types of energies. But I guess intuitive is my strongest. I'm empathic. Very empathic, I feel. I mean, it's all about the same. I can't really pick one out. I can feel people's pain. I can feel their sadness. I can feel their happiness. I have, in instances, I've been in investigations and people have been attached, and I've been able to pull it from them by having them close to me and hugging me, and I'm hugging them, and I call it out, and it comes through me and out of my back. And it's I've had that filmed, and but it's not out there, and because it's a private thing, but things were flying out of me, flying around me. And I've pulled these attachments from people, and when I do, I put my good energy inside them. I fight whatever's in them, and it comes out and comes through me. And it's a very dangerous thing. but they have collapsed in my arms and, you know, like looked at me like, I'm going to cuss. Holy shit. You did that, you know? I'm still learning, and I know I've got so much to give out there, and I have so much to learn. But yeah, it's my empathic. I'm very sensitive. I cry when someone cries. I feel sad for people when people are sad. That's a suck. You know, I get hurt really easy, because I love so much. And I don't understand hatefulness and anger and people that are just shitty. I just don't understand it, you know, because I'm a good person and I'm a very loving person. And I think those are my good traits, and I'm going to stick with them. So, but that's that.
Well, I mean, we definitely need more love in this world. So it's
absolutely we
always
do.
A good thing.
Yep.
Well, could you tell us maybe what the scariest thing that happened to you during an investigation has been?
The one scariest, I mean, I've been to a lot of places and, you know, I've been freaked out. But the one big major thing is at the Washoe Club in Virginia City. I used to frequent that place constantly. I have investigated that place so many times that the spirits do actually call me out by name. The crazy thing is I went up with my ghost posse, you know, team, my group that I was in, and my boss, Petra, asked me to come with her because I was in the ballroom talking with everyone. She goes, "Mish, come on, I need something from you." And I said, "Okay." And so she brought me around the stairwell into these rooms, and she goes, "Look in that room and tell me what you feel." And I'm looking in there, and I'm like, "I don't feel anything," you know. And she was to the left of me, and there's a wall, okay, a wall to the left of us. And she was up by that wall, but she was close to me, so we were right next to the wall. And I turned around, and I go, "Petra," because she didn't respond. And I'm like, "Hello?" And I turned around and looked, and all I saw was pitch black. Because my eyes focused in that room. I mean, my eyes adjusted to the darkness. But when I turned left and looked, it was like dark as dark can freaking be. Like I was blind. And I'm all calling her name. And I looked in back in the room and I looked back. And then it looked like she moved forward towards me. But what happened was there was this dark black mass, it engulfed her, and it moved backwards, so it looked like she moved forwards, and I was so frightened, I was scared, I screamed bloody fucking murder, and she's like, what's wrong, and I said, "There was something around you," and they pulled me out of there and brought me back into the ballroom, and they were, you know, trying to, you know, get me composed and clear me and, you know, see if I was okay and try to, you know, make me feel better. And I said, "You know, I got to go back out there." So I walked out towards the stairway, and I looked to the left towards that wall, and that mass was still there, and it was pulsating. And the crazy thing about it is that it made noises like woo, 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 woo while it was pulsating. And I turned around, went back into the ballroom, and I'm like, "I'm leaving. I'm out of here." And we all called it and left. It was just insane. And I did capture this black mass. I captured him on a photo, and he's massive. He's about almost 7 foot tall. I have a picture of him next to one of my friends, and he fills up a doorway. And the crazy thing is the doorway has another doorway behind it and another doorway. So you can see the body mass right there in the middle, and it kind of overlaps the door jam. It's insane. But yeah, it's a pretty crazy place. Washoe Club never disappoints. Never. So, but yeah, that was my scariest moment.
That sounds frightening.
Oh, it was. I don't wish that on anyone. But you know, I may have to see that again someday, so I gotta quit being a wuss ass and, you know, take it by the
hey,
you
if
know,
it's scary,
the
it's scary.
Horns.
I mean, you can't help being
yeah.
You can't help
yeah.
it. You know, you can't help that shit. I mean, it scares you.
No.
That scared the shit out of me too.
Oh
man.
Yeah. It was like a movie. I mean, I thought I was not in reality. I was like, "Holy shit, what the hell?" But yeah, I'll never forget it. Never. It's envisioned in my mind forever. The whole scene, the whole situation. So yeah, that's my scariest.
Have people seen that before, or do you think that was just meant for you?
Oh no, there's been sightings of, they call him the Shadow Man, like every other place that you go to. But there has been people that have seen him. I actually have a photo of him, and it's crazy. It's in my presentation. But I'll share that with you all after I'm done. But it's an amazing photo.
You need to come to the East Coast so we can go to your presentation.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'll try and keep whatever I can there, but I never hold on to stuff. I always like to share with everyone. You know, you got to share what you get. You know, some people may believe it, some may not. Yeah. I get excited when somebody captures something. It just makes me want to go further and further. And it makes my heart happy to see people out there working their asses off and trying to, you know, find the answers and give people hope, you know, that there is an afterlife. And, you know, so that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned sharing evidence, because that's what it's all about, you know, putting yourself out there, and, you know, whether people believe it or not. I mean, you know the truth. You know you caught it. Just, you know, believe it or not, you know what you captured.
Yep, and I don't take anything to heart or get angry when someone goes, oh, it's a bug.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, how do you know it's a bug? You know, you weren't there. You didn't see it with your own eyes. You didn't know the situation. But, you know, I'm good with it. It's like, okay, thank you for your opinion. And that's all I say. I'm not going to, you know, say, oh, are you some expert? No, it just, that's the name of the game. You're going to have skeptics and you're going to have people that believe, and you're just going to have to just get used to it. At first, I was like butthurt and stuff when someone would say something.
You can't let
it get
to you
like
that.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm like,
what do you mean?
It's okay. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Because, I mean, people don't know the situation. That it's hard when people, like, you know, they release EVPs and they want people to listen to them, and they, you know, I got this, I got that. You know, we don't know the situation. We don't know how many people were there. We don't know this. We don't know that. We
mm-hmm.
both.
Yeah.
You've got to take their word for it. You know.
Yeah.
And,
you
know, that's,
you
that's
have
cool.
to supporting each other too. You know.
Yeah.
And that's one big thing that I feel for is, you know, supporting one another in this field. You know, whether you're a shitty person or not. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I try and support everyone.
Support and trust too, because you got to have that trust.
Yeah.
You have to trust the fact that the person is giving you the exact details of what of what took place, you know. So, I mean,
yeah,
you really got to trust
each
other.
Judge. I won't judge anyone, you know. It's just mm-hmm. not worth it. Just keep doing what you do and be passionate in what you do and, you know, just keep going. And don't worry about what anyone else thinks or says.
Yeah, we'll spread that paranormal love, as they say.
Man, I would love to. I wish.
Well, that's what we do here in the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. We try to spread the paranormal love all over the world.
I love that. Yes. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, well, we need more of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I don't like seeing bullies and hatefulness and people bashing people. It makes me sick, you know. Why do that? I mean, we're adults, I thought, you know, not three-year-olds, not high school kids.
That's debatable sometimes.
You know? Yeah, it all comes around out as jealousy and just, I hate it. But you know what? I've mm-hmm. learned to ignore it, though. But I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't want it in this field. A lot of us don't. You know, I just wish, like you said, paranormal love and all be as one, man. All I care about.
Yeah, we've got enough, like, you know, enough forces against us anyways, with doubters and everything, that if there's a lot of infighting between the different groups and stuff, it does not help any of us in the long run, you know?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, we already got doubters. You're right.
Yeah, we have enough bullshit to begin with.
Side of our paranormal realm, too.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll just continue to be me and be happy and spread my fun and my happiness and my kindness and just let people just deal with it. Because I'm not going anywhere. Well, I'm staying.
Well, that is awesome. So,
yeah.
What is your what's your favorite place to investigate?
My favorite place. Well, I have two. The Washoe Club is number one, and then the Blair House. I absolutely loved it. I mean, I've been to a lot of places. I like them all. So. Washoe would be my number one.
Seems like you have a close connection with the Washoe Club.
Oh yes, God, I love that place so much, so much. It's off the hook. It's one of the most amazing places in the United States. I think one of the most haunted. So, and I've been to lots of places. I've been to Waverly, Bobby Mackey's. You know, those places. I mean, everyone says it's scary and everything. I wasn't really scared in those places. But I can tell you this, that because East Coast is way older than the West Coast, so there's like a total different vibe and a total different energy with the spirits than it is where I'm at. I can't even explain it. It's so different, probably because it's so much older. You know, just the vibe is different with the spirits, not with the people.
I don't know. You might get a different vibe from the people, too.
Actually, I did. I actually did get a really bad vibe. Well, not a bad vibe. I was in Connecticut, and I was in Massachusetts, and I can tell there's, like, different – they're like, oh. Some of them were, like, angry and rude, and I was like, wow.
Some damn Yankees up there, man. I'll piss off at the world.
Yeah. I was standing at a walk, you know, a stop walk, you know, a walkway to cross the street. And I'm standing there and no one stops for me. I mean, I was like, holy shit. And then I started to walk out and this guy just pulls on forward and almost hits me. And I'm like, thanks a lot, asshole. And I'm like, oh, great, I'm turning into one of them. So, yeah.
You fit right
like,
in there.
Oh, yeah, I did, actually. And I was like, oh, boy. But, yeah, it's a total different vibe. But I know a lot of people back east that I just absolutely adore, and they're just beautiful souls. So.
Well, we have a few places here in Virginia that I think you would enjoy investigating.
I will be in Virginia next year in 2019, I believe. Algany.
That might be West Virginia.
West Virginia, yeah. We're going through Kentucky, West Virginia, Ohio. Yeah, no, I guess I'm like
farther east.
Lost. Yeah.
Come to,
you guys are farther east.
Yes.
We've run a
location with my friend Dennis. It's called the Cabin on 360. It's the log cabin, and it's built on the site of the Battle of Bethesda Church. It's an old Civil War battle that took place.
Oh, my God.
Port Harbor. There's so
much. I'm
going
to have to come visit you all.
Oh, yeah. So much activity. I caught a Class A EVP I will send to you just last week in there, and it's freaking incredible. But all right, what is your you know, speaking of investigating, what is your favorite part of investigating?
My favorite part is being able to investigate with other investigators and teams without any drama. I love it when we all connect as one and get in there and get the job done with no, you know, anger or animosity or, I mean, that's my favorite. And let's see what else. I like going into old historical places. I like using all types of different pieces of equipment. I use, you know, the older stuff, and then I'll use the newer technology that's out there. You know, I try anything and everything. You know, as an investigator, that's what you got to do to try and find answers. So I do it all. But pretty much that's it.
Well, can you tell us what your favorite piece of equipment is while investigating? If you have a favorite.
I have a lot. My body, my feelings, and also a digital recorder is my second favorite. And then if those don't work, I mean, if like the recorder doesn't work or whatever, I'll jump to the new stuff. Like I have a Wonder Box, and I'll do the ITC applications. I like the SB11 too. That one's been fun for me. I like it all. I really can't tell you, I guess, except for my feelings is I get into everything and do everything because I'm just a paranormal junkie. So
yeah, once you get into this, it's hard to stop. It is like a drug.
Yeah.
A drug. You don't. Once that door is open, you never want it to shut.
Yeah. I mean, when I investigate, I try one thing and then I try another thing and another thing and a different thing. And I always try different things, you know, to see what works. Because sometimes, you know, the older stuff doesn't work, but the newer stuff does, and the newer stuff doesn't, and the older stuff does.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to keep, you know, trying out, trying everything to, you know, when you're investigating. Or you can just sit there and just feel the building and feel the vibration and the energy. I like that too.
That's it. You know, I mean, different strokes for different folks. Some stuff that works in one location may not work.
Mm-hmm.
They may not work at other locations, and then it may work there. Then it might work at this other location that worked at a different location. It's just there are no rules when it comes to that kind of stuff.
No, it's pretty much a, you know, gambling crapshoot, you know. You don't know what
you're
going
to get. That is for sure. Well, we're getting coming close to the end of our talk tonight. Besides the Eureka Paracon, where else can people find you?
I'm on Facebook, Michelle, Michelle. LeBaron, LEBARON, / paranormal investigator. If you put that in, you'll get my investigator page. And you can also find me on regular Facebook as just Michelle LeBaron. I mean, I do a lot on my regular page and a lot on my paranormal page. I've got a YouTube channel, Ghost Magnet. And I only have 3 videos on there right now. But this summer I'm going full swing. I'm going to be live streaming and going on YouTube and, you know, sharing my passion with the world. So, and I think I'm on Instagram too. Yeah, I'm on Instagram. I was on Twitter, but I don't understand that damn site. So I just stay away from that one. but Facebook is my love. I always go live when I investigate. If I don't have a signal, you know, I'll share with everyone what I've gotten, or if I did or if I didn't get anything, just to, you know, give people a heads up. But that's what I'm a Facebook junkie too. I am on that damn thing 24/7. God.
You and me both, sister.
Addictive
you
personality. That's what I got. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly. Well, I definitely want to thank you for coming on the show tonight and speaking with us and talk about your passion and you know, I wish you all the best. Hopefully you'll get to come over to Virginia and we'll take you out some places around here.
Oh, hell yeah. If I'm out that way, you better believe I'll hit you guys up big time. We'll investigate.
Perfect.
Have a great time. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, thank
like
you so much, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
good luck
so
this
much
weekend.
For having me. Thank you. And give
you
your little. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to share with you guys. But give your little one love. And I'm
will
happy
do that.
To be
thank
home
you so much.
With you. All right.
We appreciate
have an
that.
Night.
You too. Take
all
care.
Right, bye-bye.
Michelle.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Well, that was fun. I think I hung up too soon. But, sorry about that. I didn't hang up. I just put her on hold again. Well, that was good. That was a good interview. I like her.
Yeah, she was very interesting.
Yeah. Next week is 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Last Monday of the month.
June, hard to believe.
It is hard
July.
To believe.
July. And a blank.
Oh, thank goodness. We're getting close to the end of the summer.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's
not
a good thing, but you know.
Yeah.
Temperatures will start cooling down very shortly.
It, you know what? It doesn't seem like it, but yeah, before you know it, I was telling Rihanna, she just got off of school last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, but maybe 3 weeks we'll start seeing back to school commercials.
Yeah.
Because some kids actually got off in the beginning of May. And so they go to school in August. So there would be back to school commercials for them.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna doesn't go back to school until, the day after Labor Day. But our Supernatural News was a very special halfway to Christmas Supernatural News.
Oh, nice.
So I remember Rihanna and I, we would play, well, I would play Christmas music in the car on the 25th of June because it's halfway to Christmas, and she got a kick out of that. So as a tribute to that, we will be playing Christmas music next week on the show. Well, maybe at the beginning of the show, not the whole time. Looking forward to talking to you guys next week for Supernatural News. It's the end of the month tradition, and should be a lot of fun. No guests next week, just us talking. So it'll be great.
Just us. Well,
just us.
I am off. I don't know if I'll be in town, but I'll definitely call in if I'm not.
Well, that's fun. And hope everyone has a great night. Again, thank you to Michelle LeBaron for calling in and joining us. And I've got a minute left, but I got nothing else to say. So hope everyone has a great weekend. I want to wish my daughter, Rihanna, a very happy 15th birthday on June 20th. That's on Wednesday. And that's about it. What do you got?
I've got nothing.
All right. Well, for Angie, I would like to say Evan has a great night. We'll see you next week. Same freaking awesome time.
Same
freaking
awesome
channel. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Come say bye.
Bye.
Angie's got the baby. She can come say bye.
She's got 20 seconds.
RJ's saying bye.
RJ's all sad because the show's over with.
Oh my goodness.
He's upset. He's like, I want to get freaky longer. No, Dad. Keep it on. All right, guys. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.